1956. Spurred on by competition and by initial success in racing circles, the Corvette fiberglass body underwent its first major styling change. Overall, the soft rounded lines of the 1953 through 55 models were somewhat squared off. The most marked style modification that became a Corvette trademark for the next several years featured a sculptured or scooped out side cove, trimmed in chrome, thereby permitting two-toned color combinations for the first time. Up front, the rounded fenders were streamlined, the recessed headlights were moved forward to the more conventional spot at the front of the fenders and were trimmed with chrome. The hood sported a pair of wind splits and non-functional vent scoops atop each fender. In the back, fenders were contoured to follow a sloping rear deck. The rocket-style fins were removed and the taillights recessed into lower, sleeker fenders above vertical chrome bumper guards. The rear license plate was relocated below the trunk opening and was set off by horizontal bumperettes. Staining from the exhaust was corrected by moving the pipes outboard from the fascia to exit through the vertical bumper guards. Other modifications included external door handles and locks, roll-up windows, optional power windows, and a hydraulically operated convertible roof. Also available for the first time as options were factory-built auxiliary hardtops, in addition to white or beige softtops, and seat belts in kit form from dealers. Among other extras for the visually revamped Vette were knockoff wheel covers, transistorized AM radios, adjustable passenger seats, a higher output 12-volt battery system, and a new type of clutch for standard transmissions. Under the hood, engine choices range from a basic 210 horsepower V8 to a 225 horsepower with dual 4-barrel carburetors. A special high-lift camshaft option unofficially rated the engine at 240 horsepower, and it was recommended by the company for racing purposes only. Production numbers of the 1956 Corvette convertible, the three previous year's models were designated roadsters, increased to 3,467. Sticker prices climbed to $3,120 for a basic model. 1956 proved to be a breakout year. Arkas Duntov, driving a modified 240 horsepower V8 powered prototype during Speedweek trials, set a record of 150 miles per hour over Daytona's measured mile. Later, during the 12-hour endurance races at Sebring, a Corvette in SCCA Class C modified finished first in class and ninth overall, and a Class B production model finished sixth in class and 15th overall. Meanwhile, Dr. Dick Thompson's stock Corvette takes first place in a Sports Car Club of America race in Seattle, capturing Corvette's first SCCA Class C production racing title.